This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's going to be an active hurricane season. That's what the forecasters are saying. And, oh, yeah, money, money, money. The Federal Reserve, it ticks up just a little bit once again. What are the big takeaways from yet another increase when we're talking about interest? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. So the Federal Reserve announced its 10th straight interest rate hike, raising its benchmark another quarter of a point and maybe hinting at a pause as soon as next month. So what does it mean? What is the ripple effects? This show here on the No Drone Zone is about what's happening in your backyard and mine, and this affects every single one of us. How? It depends on where you are in your life. And what do I mean by that? I mean, do you have a lot of credit card debt? Are you looking to borrow money? This is probably the worst time to try to find money to borrow because things are getting tighter. And then plus, it will cost you more to borrow that money. So thinking of that house, you might unthink it, meaning it's going to be tough in real estate again, and it has been tough. But the Fed is saying, oh, no, 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 it's going to be a soft landing. Job openings are high. The March job openings and labor turnover survey show that there were 1.6 available jobs for every job seeker. So they're saying the labor market's going to be okay. And Powell reiterated other statements he had used before, urging for the debt ceiling to be raised, saying not doing so would be unprecedented, and saying that the consequences to the U.S. economy could be highly uncertain and quite averse. Think he was holding back when he said that? You mean we're really screwed if they don't raise the debt ceiling? That's exactly what he means. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said this week that the United States could default on its debt as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't take action to raise the debt limit. So the Prez is meeting with congressional leaders next week. We'll see if somebody comes up with a solution to that. But what does this signal? We were talking about 10 straight times that the interest rate has been hiked. Like I said, what does it mean for all of us? It's a lot tighter if you're borrowing money, if you even want to borrow money. So your mortgage and home loans, that's what's being affected. So if you looked at the week ending April 27th, it averaged 6.43%, up from 6.39% the week before. A year ago, it was a lot lower than that. Right? We know that. But mortgage rates are up. That's what's happening. If inflation keeps dropping, then mortgage rates will drift lower too. But if you're looking for that 3%, think again, we're not going to hit that 3%. Not at all. In fact, right now, the average home equity loan is running a lot higher. I was being pretty generous when I throughout that one number, but I was comparing some other numbers, and I've seen some as high as 7.94. Wow. Well above what was what you could have gotten last year. So as I said, how does that affect you? If you were thinking of buying a home, then it makes it a lot tighter, and it makes people, I think, rethink whether they can actually do that or want to do that. right? Because you're trying to, what do you have to do? You want to lock in the lowest fixed rate available. I mean, that's it. So if you're rushing into the purchase of a big ticket item like a house or a car that doesn't really fit into your budget, that's just, you're asking for trouble is what that means, because of, again, another rate increase, because the variable is just too high in most cases. So I can tell you, if I was looking for a house right now, I'd be very, very, very careful, because I wouldn't want to pay that extra money. All right, the other thing that happened during the day, and we keep seeing this over and over again, it plays out in front of us every day. This time it's Atlanta. I hate to say it, another mass shooting. So a suspect was arrested after going through Midtown Atlanta. I got an alert on my phone. I have friends in Atlanta saying, wow, something's going on here. It was inside. So what happened is the suspect in this deadly shooting at this Atlanta medical facility was arrested Wednesday night inside a gated condo complex that's in Cobb County. One person was killed, four others were injured, three critically in the shooting. All the victims were women. It happened after a man suddenly got enraged during a visit to a medical facility and opened fire. He was accompanied by his mother, who was not injured. So now you once again have the question of why? The good news is as soon as the call went out, there was a big mad scramble and a chaotic multi-hour manhunt. And so now you've got the Atlanta mayor, who applauded all the agencies for collaborating as quickly as they could and apprehending the suspect, the gunman in Wednesday's mass shooting. As I said, at the condo complex, they were able to do that. And his name is Deion Patterson. And it's a really a sad, sad story, because it was so odd. I mean, he just took off. Boom, he hits a gas station. He gets into a pickup truck that was left running and unattended. The license plate of that truck was detected by a plate reader. And then throughout the day, there were various locations of where the police went to try to track him down, and eventually cornered him. So this was a kid, 24 years old, a former Coast Guardsman who was discharged from active duty in January of this year. He had very little record, really minimal contact with the police department before this shooting. So it is a scratcher, a head scratcher. Why, oh, why, oh, why? All right, hurricane season. No one wants to hear this. There's always the predictions of what could happen. Oh, very active. And that's not, again, what anybody wants to hear when we're talking about what happened last year, especially at Fort Myers in Florida, where Hurricane Ian just wiped away too many lives and too much property and cost the state of Florida a whole lot of money. So after 2 years of mild hurricane seasons, until what we saw last year, 2023 is above average. The number of major hurricanes this year could be similar to 2017. Remember, there was extremely intense hurricanes then, Harvey, Irma, and Maria. So batten the hatches. More to come as we bounce to the next side. See you there.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Yes, here it is. It's the story of Laura and the Wild Chocolate Man.
Jamie Foxx and what happened to Jamie Foxx. In fact, I got a couple of emails from some of you who are fans of Mr. Foxx, and I think you heard me talk about the fact that I was at the Miami Open and we saw Jamie Foxx. He was there watching a couple of the matches, and he was center court, so to speak, and people were coming up for autographs, and the crew just below us was doing a good job of not, you know, letting maybe a few people through, but not really letting him get ambushed by too many people. But he was very gracious about all of it. So he is speaking out for the first time since he had a medical complication. He went on Instagram to thank his followers for their concern and encouragement after his daughter, Corinne, announced he had experienced a medical complication. So it's very strange. All of a sudden, it's like, life-threatening, he's got a medical complication, and he just wrote, appreciate all the love, feeling blessed, and of course there are a legion of Jamie Foxx fans. He's known to be, as much as you can believe what you hear coming out of Hollywood, the guy from Tyler, Texas is known to be very nice, and so there was a lot of reaction from people who are famous, and obviously others who are fans, and maybe that's why some of you reached out in the mailbag. Like, I got this from Brad, who said, oh man, Jamie Foxx, is it true that he had some sort of stroke, Kate? I saw it when I was watching something and then cruising around, I heard a little blip about him. And it is true, but I think it's a good sign if we're hearing that he's saying thanks for all the love and whatnot, because he has a whole bunch of projects, and he was in the middle of filming a movie, and that's when all of this happened. And we don't know all the details, just that what I heard anyway, and they just say medical complication, but I heard somewhere that it was some sort of a stroke. Boy, that very tough, obviously, because if they're releasing very few details, there was a mega scare here. And as many of you may have had family members who've gone through this, it is a complicated situation. And speaking of complicated, coming up this weekend is the Run for the Roses, the greatest race of all, the Kentucky Derby. And now all of a sudden, there's a lot of people who are pretty shaken up after a couple of horses have died in a four-day span after racing at Churchill Downs. A guy named Safi Joseph, one of the leading trainers in the state of Florida, who is slated to saddle Lord Miles in the Derby, was pretty shaken up from his barn and hearing what was happening. He said, "This is something that doesn't happen. I'm shattered because I know it can happen. The odds of it happening twice is in the trillions." And he said, "I run 4,000 horses. It never happened. It doesn't make any sense." So on Saturday night, here's what happened. A four-year-old filly, Parents Pride, collapsed and died following the eighth race at Churchill. Then on Tuesday, another tragedy, a five-year-old Chasing Artie, the name of the horse, ran the eighth race, both horses owned by Ken Ramsey and had been at his farm near Lexington. I know there's a lot of talk about this in Kentucky. So a big tragedy to the start of Churchill Downs, the meet leading up to the, you know, to horse racing's most high-profile event. You also had on Tuesday a three-year-old filly, Take Charge Brianna, from D. Wayne Lucas's barn, who suffered a catastrophic breakdown during the fifth race. Wild on Ice, who was training for the Kentucky Derby, suffered a leg fracture during a workout on April 27th and had to be euthanized. Wow. So, I mean, there's no keeping a lid on this. Churchill Downs, of course, is going to be honest about it and transparent. They confirmed the deaths of the horses Wednesday in a public statement, just said, "While a series of events like this is highly unusual, it's completely unacceptable. We take this very seriously and acknowledge that these troubling incidents are alarming and must be addressed." So then there's concerns about the safety of the racetrack. Anytime you have multiple horse deaths in a short period of time, you're going to have that. There could be other factors at play here, testing the feed that the horses are given. You know, they do the blood work. Nothing was unusual in the blood work. They're very good about that. And it's a bad time, too, for horse racing, which is struggling. And there are many people, this just gives more fuel to the fire, who absolutely abhor horse racing and think it's inhumane. And now here you have, at the biggest race of all, you know, at Churchill Downs, you have it happening. I will say this, as somebody who comes from a family where there was a horse racing, I'll call it arm, as in a sense. I had a great uncle who was a jockey, and I have two cousins who are trainers. One of them trained a famous horse called Smarty Jones out of Philadelphia Park that was a real long shot in the Derby years ago, and Smarty Jones won two legs, almost won the Triple Crown, missed by a nose. I know enough about what happens in some of these barns and what and again, some of the precautions, and then how unimaginable it is that you've got the death of four horses in this short amount of time. And so now you've got the odds out for the 2023 Derby and the post positions, and people normally, and they still will be, are excited about the race. And I would have talked about, and I guess I will on our next show, I would have talked about what I know about the horses. There's a great horse called Confidence Game, this 20 to 1 odds, I think, that has a chance with a great trainer, Keith DeSormo, and a good jockey, James Graham. And it just puts such a pall over this whole thing that, you know, it again, in a sport that is really struggling to maintain any kind of footing. It's very, very, very sad to hear about the horses, frankly, that have died, and what ultimately that investigation is going to come up with. But they're still going to run the Race for the Roses, the 149th that happens in Louisville. And like I said, it is exciting from so many perspectives, and there is such buildup to this race that people who don't even pay attention, let's say, to horse racing, pay attention on this particular day. So nobody, again, nobody wants to see this happen. We'll see what the investigations come with, I imagine, for sure, in the descriptions that I gave you of what I know, that all of these situations are different, but what will come out of it? What could have possibly led to it? What about the condition of the horses? All of that definitely is going to be a part of what we ultimately see this is about. Hey, and speaking of Louisville, unfortunately, getting a black eye for yet another reason, 10-year-old children were found working at a McDonald's Louisville until 2 a.m. Man, there was a ton of conversation about this. So the U.S. Department of Labor released that statement today and the revelation that they did an investigation into the child labor law violations, and they found six franchisees that own more than 60 McDonald's locations in Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland, and Ohio, that they employed 300-plus children to work more than the legally permitted hours and perform tasks that aren't allowed by the law for young workers. And then that investigation finding the two 10-year-old workers in the Louisville McDonald's restaurant among some of the violations of the federal labor laws committed by three Kentucky McDonald's operators, three different ones. The 10-year-old children were employed but not paid. So you heard what I said. They were employed but not paid and worked sometimes up to 2 a.m. So that's pretty troublesome, I would say. And franchisee Bauer Foods confirmed that the two-year-olds were children of a night manager who were visiting. They were visiting the parent at work and were not approved to be in that part of the restaurant. And when I said this, isn't that kind of what you thought? When I heard the story and I just heard a little blip of it, I thought, oh, that's got to be someone with their children at work with them. But it doesn't mean they won't get fined a whole lot of money, a combined over $200,000 for violating the law. Yikes. Coming up, your thoughts on all kinds of things when we hit the mailbag.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, thank you for all of your emails. This one from Alec in the great state of Kentucky says, Kate, fentanyl, fentanyl, fentanyl. Wow. Having a kid and anybody who sees their children go down this road of addiction of any sort, or even just being with the wrong people and trying the wrong substance, boy, it is apt to end more deadly. I just saw something about a massive fentanyl pill bust, and I hope they trace that back and get the you-know-whos that should be locked up. It's outrageous, probably, how much money the cartels are making off of these pills, and it's so sad to see the results here in the States. Yeah, you know, it seems like that we've had a couple of big busts lately. There was just one that happened where there were 300,000 fentanyl pills, and it was smuggled in an SUV gas tank, I guess. So like 5 million worth of it in New York City. And this is the tactic, because they come up with tactics all the time. So it was, you know, the powder is what they found from the gas tank. And that's how they were pulling this one in. So there was like fake oxycodone pills that had fentanyl, and more than 11 pounds of that powdered fentanyl were recovered from that gas tank. I mean, thank goodness they found it, right? And it's just another evil way to get the substance in. This Sinaloa cartel, they believe, is responsible for this smuggle tactic from Mexico and then taking it into major cities like New York for distribution right there on the streets. So you can bet that one of the big things that happens is being on top of, okay, what are some tactics? What are ways to get around law enforcement? How can we stay on top of what could possibly happen? So this was just an ordinary Ford Expedition with Texas plates, and it was stopped in the Bronx over the weekend. And there was a task force of DEA agents and police officers that discovered the hidden compartment that accessed the gas tank from inside, and that's where they found the pills and the powdered fentanyl. They were in a vacuum-sealed packages, and they were submerged in the gas tank. And just like that, boom, they nailed them. And the overdose rates, of course, are outrageously high in so many places in this country, including New York City. So this is exactly where it would have been distributed all over the place. But luckily, they nailed the guy who was driving it in, and it was part of this big investigation. Imagine how many people's lives that would have ruined if it was out there. And I'm sure the cartel's not happy about it, because think about it, all the time and effort that went into it. But thank goodness they blasted it and found it. All right, for something completely different, and I thought this was interesting, this one is from Chuck, who says, you know, I really don't care so much about what's going on in the UK. No offense to our UK friends who may be listening, but I'm talking about not the people. I'm talking about this whole nonsense of crowning the king and making it official and all the pageantry, blah, 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 blah. Don't the people realize how much money they're paying for royalty? After all, they pay for those big fancy palaces and everything else that has to do with being royal. They do pay for it. Absolutely. So the coronation of King Charles III, which takes place on Saturday, and there's been these rehearsals for the big day. It's a big deal because the queen held on to the monarchy for so long. So this is a changing of the guard. You have a gold stagecoach that carries the king following the coronation ceremony. If they sold that carriage, that would pay for a lot. In all seriousness, it's really true. Thousands of people will be there to witness it, and it is a big deal to pass the torch. And this is what they do in the UK, and they want to keep it that way. This is a tradition that they want to continue, so it's not going down anytime soon. Even though the real power broker is whoever the prime minister is, right? And that form of government, obviously, that they have in England. However, people are crazy about the history of the royals, and probably not everybody in the UK, but it is true, absolutely. They are, the money, which, of course, they've got land, and they've amassed money from that too, family money, but they definitely are supported by the people in the UK. I guarantee a lot of Americans will be watching this, by the way. They're going to be paying attention, get up early, drinking that coffee, having that tea, watching the whole pageantry and process. Because what do we have that's close to a king? Well, some would say, if you wanted to be nasty, we could talk about, we broke away from that, right? We have three big legs of our government, the judicial, legislative, and the executive branch, because we did not want to be under the thumb of the royals way back when, if we go back into our history, which is really young for a country. Sometimes that I have to think about that we really are a young country compared to so many others. All right, how about this one? This one is from Terry, who says, boy, every time I get a ping on my phone, I don't even pay attention to half of what the news reports are, Katie, out there anymore, because I'm so afraid that one of my kids is going to be in one of these places where some maniac opens fire. It's not paranoia. And yes, we're a very big country. And yes, maybe 90% of the people in this country are wonderful, giving, caring about their neighbor people. It's that other 10% that I worry about, and sad to hear about the situation in Atlanta. And as I'm writing this to you, I think they've caught the suspect. So that part is, thank goodness, good. But imagine the grief for everybody concerned. I mean, that's what it is, right? It's the victims, the grief, and the worry. Look, we've had people on the show talking about this, talking about wherever you go, just being alert to the fact of where are the exits, what can happen. But if you're someplace in a medical facility, if you're in a bank, if you're in a school, if you're in a church, you know, someone comes in and they're spraying bullets all over the place. Well, you know, you decide. There have been incidents where there are people who are carrying and have taken out the person, but it's so rare. And in this case, at the medical center, certainly when Deion Patterson started to fire, nobody was expecting that. It was in this medical center waiting room is where that happened. So you've got three people who are still critically ill. And it's awful. A 39-year-old woman was killed, but the suspect, the alleged gunman, was apprehended. So I guess that is the good news. And by the way, the person who died worked for the CDC, so they released a statement, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, confirming that, you know, that they're saddened by the loss of a colleague killed in this Midtown Atlanta shooting. That they said what we always hear: our hearts are with her family, friends, and colleagues as they remember her and grieve this tragic loss. Okay, let's move to this next one. Doug says, Kate, these interest rates, what a killer. I feel fortunate that I got my house 2 years before all of this started to roll over. So I got a really good rate. And luckily for me, after years of struggling and raising kids and playing the credit card game, my credit cards are relatively very, very low. We are a nation of borrowers, and that's the only way many of us can survive in this whole paycheck to paycheck environment. So it's a shame because it's going to sting a lot of people. Yeah, good for you that you're in a much better situation. And so anybody who's got a mortgage, that you got to look at that. And credit cards, if you have good credit, try to get that 0% interest, you know, where you can roll credit cards into the one. That's one way. That's probably the best way, the only way that I can think of that you can dump that, because over the life of the card, of course, it's going to cost you more money. And, you know, there's arguments about the rate hikes and if they contributed to the banking crisis and the economic slowdown this year, all of that. So it's the 10th time we've had this. If you're in the real estate business, boy, it's got to be tough. That has to be tough. Anybody connected to real estate, that's why there were so many layoffs in so many of those companies. But, you know, it's true. If you are especially looking for a mortgage, this is where it's going to really get you. And probably some people back away from that. That would not be shocking to me. And then with the whole credit card thing or borrowing, that probably will upend lots of different people too. So let's hope that we do see this lag off and we don't have yet another increase when the feds meet again. Wow, 10 straight. Email me your thoughts, night or day, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, she's one of my favorites. I don't hide that. She's joining us now, lifestyle correspondent Joanne Butler. You can hear her in the background. She's back with some spring, summer lifestyle essentials. Hey, Joanne, again, great to have you on. What do you have for us today? I can't wait.
You're one of my favorites too, Kate. Well, I have four goodies for you to make life in spring, summer better, starting with an easy way to get a salon-worthy mani-pedi in literally minutes. I wish you could see these. They're called press-on nails from Impress Manicure by Kiss. Literally one-step application of nails. No glue is needed. You just peel off the strip on the back, press them on. Literally, that is it. You're out the door in minutes. There's no dry time, no mess, no chips, no smudges. They're waterproof. They're durable. They're comfortable. Love, love, love these for summer. And they just launched this must-have collection for your toes. Just like super trendy, stylish, 60 great colors and prints for summer. Just love, love, love these. And they're really, really, really cool. You got to check them out.
That sounds so good because often I'm in that situation. I was just thinking about that where I have no time for nails and I'm running to an airport or I'm running around grabbing people. And so you just solved that solution for sure. So we go from mani-pedi options to hair. Hair is always so big. Tell us what you have there.
Oh, yes. Well, especially this time of year, you know, with the highlighting and the bleaching, you combine that with heat styling, it really takes a toll on your hair, you know, this time of year. So my go-to when I need really deep damage repair is Pantene. They have this daily moisture renewal shampoo and Miracle Rescue Deep Conditioning Treatment, filled with really high quality goodies, vitamins, antioxidants, just leaves your hair soft and hydrated. And the best part is it works as well as the leading $50 treatment. So, you know, we're talking ultimate luxe for less at the drugstore. You know, that those bucks add up, you know. You can get more lattes at the coffee shop or, you know, more nails to press on. But really good stuff. Doesn't weigh your hair down either, so you can use it every day. And they're under $10 here at Walmart, walmart.com.
Yeah, that's great value for that, like you said. And then you can use the money in other spots. And so we've covered the mani-pedi, the toes, the nails, the hair. What's left? Oh, skincare.
Yes, yes, yes. A very nice, sweet, yummy treat for your skin to get like perfect, smooth, glowing summer skin that we all want from Tree Hut. They just released their birthday cake collection in honor of their 21st birthday, and it's a limited edition scent. There's a shea sugar scrub, a moisturizing shave oil, and a shea body butter. It's made with real sugar and natural oils and milk thistle extract. So good stuff here. And it just smells amazing, like creamy vanilla, baked cereal, sugar cookie, fresh raspberry. Like literally you want to eat it, but it does wonders for your skin. Really, really good. And you get these at the drugstore too. Target, Ulta, Walmart, Amazon, online, and in store.
Ooh, and I know you have one more thing to tell us about. Go for it.
Now, this is an actual sweet treat you actually can eat from Halo Top. Just a perfect low-calorie summer indulgence here, minus the guilt. They have these new delicious frozen yogurt pops and triple berry that's just absolutely delicious. The yogurt, crunchy granola, and real fruit all packed in this pop. And they're in the freezer aisle. And they're good for you, too. They're packed with 4 grams of protein, vitamins, minerals. But they're lower in sugar, carbs, fat compared to regular yogurt products, you know. And they're just 110 calories a pop. So definitely a yummy, good, sweet treat when you're trying to be good for summer. They also make great ice cream and bars, all different kinds of options, dairy-free, keto-friendly. So something for everyone. Halo Top. You got to check them out.
Yeah, Halo Top is great. Absolutely check that out. Joanne, always great to talk to you. You gave us all the resources and where we can find them. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Always good to talk to you, too.
So we're going to bounce to a little bit of this and a little bit of that before we come to the end of this hour of the show. Things that you might not know, I found interesting. How about 8th graders' U.S. history scores? I guess they're at an all-time low. They do this thing at the National Assessment of Educational Progress, and they've reported about 40% of 8th graders scored below the basic level in history last year. Wow. Compared to 34% in 2018, only 13 of those tested were able to perform at or above the proficient level in U.S. history. The average civic scores of 8th graders fell by 2 points compared to 2018, comparable to results from 1998, which is the first assessment year for civics under that framework that they have right now. Oh my gosh, history, that was my favorite. It's one of the reasons I love doing this show, is like the history is history and civics. And maybe because that was emphasized when I was growing up, and civics was, I thought, such an easy class, such a fun class. But times are different, and that's not the conversation, right? Math scores declined for those grades, by the way, in almost every state, and district fell between 2019 and 2022. In addition, reading scores also fell in most states during those years. Do you think it might have had a little bit to do with the pandemic? Maybe. Learning was so different during the pandemic and really difficult for some kids when they were so sequestered. And then maybe once in a while they got to go to school or they didn't, depending on where they were in the country. And wow, that's pretty tough. All right, passwords. How many of them remember their passwords? That is a key to life. How many passwords do you have? Good news for all the people who hate passwords out there. I just learned, and now you're learning, or maybe you already heard it, Google has taken a step toward making them an afterthought. They're adding passkeys
So it's more straightforward, and it's a secure way to log on to whatever the services are. It's an alternative to it, right? And what happens is it's these confirmation codes. Users don't see them directly. Instead, an online service like Gmail uses them to communicate directly with a device like your phone or computer to log you in. All you have to do is verify your identity on the device using a PIN unlock code. Here we go. Biometrics such as your fingerprint or face scan or something else to be able to do that. And, you know, we already have it. We've got them on iPhones, Macs, Windows, and all of that would be implemented too. I mean, you think about hackers, and you think about just our human fallibility. Passwords are too easy to steal or defeat, and making them more complex just opens the door for users to also defeat themselves. Have you done that, where you come up with the longest password that you can think? And I hope you somewhere, somehow have that down. They did do this interesting, survey in finding out with hacks what was the most common passwords that were hit. And the most common password was password 123. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. Password. Don't even think of using that. Don't even think of using password. That's just not strong enough. It does have to be an insanely cryptic, hard word to remember. But if you don't want to deal with being hacked, and if you've ever been hacked, I've been hacked twice. Once by Russians with a PayPal account. Another time, because they traced it and they immediately got it, thank goodness, and it was disaster averted in 2 hours. Another time it was, I think, a Gmail situation. So, you do have to do it. You do have to think about this because you don't want to go through that, and you definitely don't want the identity stolen. I have a neighbor who's going through that and says it's absolutely the worst, because you think of how many different accounts or how many things are you associated with, and how do you untangle that? And yes, you can untangle it, but especially the identity theft is very, very difficult to do. It's more than 2 hours, I can tell you that. Way, way more than 2 hours. All right, I want some good news here at the end of the show. How about this Lilly drug, an experimental Alzheimer's drug developed by Eli Lilly and Company, slowed cognitive decline by, ready for this, 35%. And this has been a closely watched late stage trial. I am hopeful. I watched a great aunt die by Alzheimer's, and it is very, very sad. And it's all too common how many people are getting Alzheimer's. My friends, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.